You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Good morning and welcome. And a few announcements. We've been broadcasting on the radio for a long time, and as determined by the congregation, we would do that as long as the fund was supported by specific contributions to the fund. Because the fund is out of money, we're just going to stop. Today's the last day of broadcasting on the radio. That doesn't mean it can't be resurrected at some point in the future, but that's the status now. Of course, streaming is available. You can get that through our website. If anybody would like help, especially those listening right now on the radio, let us know, and we'll do what we can to get you set up for that. And for the sake of those who are listening on the radio, allow me to introduce our hymns. We'll be following Divine Service setting three, beginning on page 184. Our opening hymn is 822, Alleluia, Let Praises Ring. Hymn of the day, 556, Dear Christians, One and All Rejoice. Distribution hymns, 633, At the Lamb's High Feast We Sing. 474, Alleluia, Jesus is Risen. 844, Lord of All Nations, Grant Me Grace. Our closing hymn, 826, Hark, the voice of Jesus crying. After our opening hymn, we have the privilege and pleasure of receiving Ed and Kathy Heitke into membership, so I'll ask them to come up for that rite. During our hymns, we'll include Gabby, who is the granddaughter of Lynn's sister, so Gabby will be included in our prayers. Also, Thursday is Ascension Day. Since we have a regular Wednesday service, we're going to observe Ascension Day on Wednesday, so we'll have an Ascension Day service on Wednesday. For those who would like to join us, please come. All right, well, let's begin with our opening hymn, 822, Alleluia, Let Praises Ring. Ed and Kathy, if you would come forward, and we'll formally receive you into membership. And following the rite that we have, and appreciate your willing to come forward. Sometimes, you know, by nature we can be shy, but this is such a blessing for the members here already and for you all, so they get to know who you are. And, you know, also make sure you come downstairs afterwards, because there'll be some cake and probably ice cream. So, all right. Beloved in the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ said to his apostles, "Whoever confesses me before men, I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven." Lift up your hearts, therefore, to the God of all grace, and joyfully give answer to what I now ask you in the name of the Lord. Do you this day, in the presence of God and his congregation, acknowledge the gifts that God gave you in your baptism?
Yes, I do.
Do you renounce the devil and all his works and all his ways?
Yes, I renounce them.
Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, and in the Holy Spirit? Do you hold all the prophetic and apostolic scriptures to be the inspired word of God and the doctrine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church, drawn from them and confessed in the small catechism, to be faithful and true?
I do.
Do you intend to hear the word of God and receive the Lord's Supper faithfully?
I do, by the grace of God.
Do you intend to live according to the word of God and in faith, word, and deed, to remain true to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, even to death?
I do, by the grace of God.
Do you intend to continue steadfast in this confession and church, and to suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from it?
I do, by the grace of God.
Do you desire to become a member of this congregation?
I do.
Will you support the work of our gracious Lord, the work our gracious Lord has given this congregation, with your prayers and the gifts God has given you?
I will, with the help of God.
Upon this, your confession of faith, I acknowledge publicly that you are members of the Evangelical Lutheran Church and of this congregation. Receive the Lord's Supper and participate with us in all blessings of salvation that our Lord has given to his church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please welcome Ed and Kathy Heitke. Again, come down for cake. So. Welcome. Thank you. As they return, please stand. And as we turn to page 184. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. We allow time of silence to reflect on God's word and for self-examination. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. but I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We turn to our yellow insert and sing together the introit.
Glory be to God on high.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, the giver of all that is good, by your holy inspiration, grant that we may think those things that are right, and by your merciful guiding accomplish them, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. First reading for the sixth Sunday at Easter is from the book of Acts, chapter 16. A vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia was standing there urging him, saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." And when Paul had seen the vision, immediately he sought to go on into Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. So, setting sail from Troas, he made a direct voyage to Samothrace, and the following day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is a leading city of the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. He remained in this city some days, and on the Sabbath day he went outside the gate to the riverside, where he supposed there was a place of prayer, and we sat down and spoke to the women who had come together. One who heard us was a woman named Lydia from the city of Thyatira, a seller of purple goods who was a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what was said by Paul, and after she was baptized and her whole household as well, she urged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay." And she prevailed upon us. This is the word of the Lord. We turn again to the yellow insert and sing together the gradual. The epistle is from Revelation chapter 21. Then came one of the seven angels, who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues, and spoke to me, saying, "Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." And he carried me away in the spirit to a great high mountain, and showed me the whole city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, its radiance like a most rare jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. It had a great high wall with 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels. And on the gates the names of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel were inscribed. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls, each of the gates made of a single pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, transparent as glass. And I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and its lamp is the Lamb, and its light by its light will the nations walk, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. And its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. They will bring into it the glory and the honor of the nations, but nothing unclean will ever enter it, nor anyone who does what is detestable or false, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. This is the word of the Lord. Please stand in honor of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 16th chapter. Jesus said, "In that day, you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. I have said these things to you in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures of speech, but will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day you will ask in my name. And I do not say that I will ask the Father on your behalf, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world, and now I'm leaving the world and going to the Father." His disciples said, "Ah, now you're speaking plainly and not using figurative speech. Now we know that you know all things and do not need anyone to question you. This is why we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe? Behold, the hour is coming, indeed it has come, when you will be scattered, each to his own home, and will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When we sing one of Luther's hymns, we've already heard a sermon, so maybe I don't need to add to that. Actually, when I prepared this sermon, I borrowed from Luther as well as Professor William Weinrich at the Fort Wayne Seminary, who wrote a commentary on the Gospel of John, to give them credit. In our Gospel text, Jesus said, "In that day you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now, you've asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full." Jesus speaking to his disciples the night of his arrest. He's preparing them for what's about to happen and what they would have to endure. And specifically, Jesus is telling the disciples what will happen in that day. That day changed everything. Every day before was moving toward it, and every day since lives it out. But it was not fully understood that day. It was not until the Spirit, which the Lord gave up that day, came at his sending 50 days later on that Pentecost festival. That's when God's people would understand that day. And only then did God's people understand, from the day of Jesus' crucifixion, a whole new day had dawned. We're now living in that day. And the Lord, in our text, would have us see that the victory of the crucified Christ over the world has brought the faithful to a new day of knowing the truth and the right way to pray to the Father. The resurrection and the gift of the Spirit bring a new day, the day that we're now living in. The new day is a time of prayer to the Father. And Jesus gives the help of prayer, knowing what we are going through. Jesus said, "Whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you." This prayer in the name of Jesus, as he says, "In my name," and we pray in the name of Jesus, it's on the basis of the death and the resurrection of Jesus. This is why we have confidence when we pray in the name of Jesus. It's based on what he has done for us. And he commands us to pray. And the Father hears this prayer and gives us all that the Son has won for us through Christ, through his obedient life, death, and resurrection. In this praying and in the Father's hearing, we're united with the Father, okay? Just as the Father and the Son are united, Jesus united with the Father, we're united with them. And when we're united with the Father and the Son, our joy is complete. Jesus, in his willing sacrifice, makes known the love of the Father as the God who, out of love, sent his Son for the life of the world. You know this. That's why he sent his Son, out of love for you. Knowing this about God, we Christians, we pray in confidence to the Father in the name of Jesus. He loves us. And so the Father will answer this prayer, our prayer, because he loves us. He loves those who are praying in the name of Jesus, united in Christ. The Father loves us, his disciples, who pray because we love the Son and we believe the Son. The Father loves us, the disciple, his disciple, with the same love that he loves his own son. That's how much he loves you. Now we know Satan hinders prayer. Prayer is the greatest power that Christians have. It's the greatest defense against Satan that Christians have. And so Satan hinders prayer. It's very difficult to pray in the right way, to recognize that we are going before God Almighty as our Father, and to confidently say, in the presence of God, our Father. And so, he gives us a command to pray, and he gives us the promise so that we can go confidently before God as our Father. In the Lord's Prayer, we have the confidence of basing our prayer on the words that Jesus himself taught, as well as the manner that he taught. As it turns out, as we are going through catechesis downstairs after worship, today we'll be focusing on the Lord's Prayer. So please come, and we'll talk about that together. So we base our prayer on God's command and on his promise. Prayer in the Father, in the name of Jesus, comes from and gives witness to the mutual love in which the Father, Son, and the believer are one. Right? So it comes from this unity that we have, and it also gives witness or testimony that we're one. Christians joined with the Son, as the Son gave this willing sacrifice. And so the Christian is joined to the Son in this willing sacrifice, and in his prayer to the Father, that thy will be done, as we go to the Father, trusting his will be done, knowing it will be done. And the Son ordered his life according to his prayer, and he voluntarily gave up his life for the world. Christian prayer is also ordered toward a life of faith and a confident steadfastness as children of the Father. And so our life is ordered according to our prayer, our understanding that we live out this life in faith as children of the Father. So this new day is a time of faithful discipleship, listening to, learning, following the Word of God, and the certainty and the confidence of faith and the steadfast faithfulness of the Son of Jesus. He is faithful. We're trusting him. It is he alone, the Son, who has suffered for the freedom of faith and the freedom to live according to the will of the Father. And the Father was with the Son in this willing sacrifice. The willing sacrifice of the Son was the Father's will for the life of the world. United with Christ in his death, we are with the Father, and the Father is with us. In Christ, the crucified, we have peace. This is the peace that Jesus wants you to have, as he talks about in the gospel today. Even in the midst of what you go through in this world, suffering and sorrow, persecution, this is the peace that he gives to you. Jesus knows that the disciples' joy will be imperfect. It will be mixed with sadness. So he bids them to pray so that their joy may grow stronger. He wants them to pray. And Jesus promises that their joy will be full and that they will overcome and forget all the anxiety, all the sorrow, all the heartache. Jesus instructs them to pray in order that they may achieve and receive this full joy. We live by faith in the now and the not yet. Our joy cannot be full until, well, we see Christ's name hallowed perfectly. All false teachings are abolished. All persecutors of Christ's kingdom are subdued. God's will alone prevails. When there's no more cares, no hunger, no thirst, no sin, no temptation, no death. We know that our joy will be complete on that last day, the day our Lord returns, and this present day will come to an end. We get a glimpse of this in the reading from Revelation this morning. The holy city, Jerusalem, will come down out of heaven. There'll be nothing unclean will ever enter it, nor anyone who does what is detestable or false, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Only those who are in Christ. In the meantime, we're given prayer for help, for strength, that our joy may finally become pure and complete and holy. So we pray constantly, confidently. At the end of the gospel reading, Jesus admonishes his disciples to cling to his words and to keep them in mind during those challenging times that were coming. They are to think about the victory that has already been won. That is what they fix their minds on. That is the reality that they live in ever since that day. And we carry on with God, and God himself carries on with us in our steadfast faithfulness to the Father's will. The Father's will is made known to the world, even through us. In and through his crucifixion, Jesus has thrown the ruler of this world out, and Satan has no power over those who are in Christ. In baptism, we are united to Christ, the crucified, and we receive the Father of Jesus as our Father. When we participate in Christ's body and blood and partake of it, we're united to his sacrificial death. So we're one with him in his coming to the world for the life of the world. And in steadfast faith, in faithfulness, the Christian gives witness to show the deeds of victory of Christ over the world. A new day has dawned, and we are living in that day. We know the truth. We pray to our Father, and we witness to Christ's victory over the world. As Jesus says elsewhere, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Amen. May the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand. You may be seated as the offering is collected. Please stand for prayer. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For hearts eager to pray to our Heavenly Father for the good of our families, neighbors, rulers, brothers and sisters in Christ, pastors and overseers, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the saving peace of Christ among the nations, for the church here and throughout the world, and for those who serve her in Christ's name, let us pray to the Lord. For the faithful women of the church, that they would eagerly and wisely serve her ministry as faithful Lydia served the mission of St. Paul, let us pray to the Lord. For good leaders and government in this and every place, for police, emergency personnel, and disaster relief workers, and for the members of the armed forces who defend us, let us pray to the Lord. For faith to cast our burdens upon our risen Lord Jesus Christ, and to ask for his salvation in the midst of our terrors and trials, especially those of Shirley, Gabby, Fred, Anita, Duane, Dan, Joanne, Lois, Lewis, Mary, Harold, Joan, Chuck, Marlis, Tim, Rick, Greg, Missy, Lacey, Marlene, Kathy, Doris, Mark, Erno, Jeff, and Ethel, let us pray to the Lord. That we may receive for our good the precious gifts of Christ's body and blood as we commune this day, let us pray to the Lord. Hear us, Heavenly Father, for the sake of Christ Jesus, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Receive the blessing of our Lord, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. We continue with the service of the sacrament, beginning on page 194. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God, and most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying, he has destroyed death. And by his rising again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper. And when he gave the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.